Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I will do everything in my power to make it another game, because I think that should be the objective of any head coach, is that you make it about the players, and I really stray away from making anything about me. I just don't believe in it.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
That was Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel talking apparently like in between bong rips. The guy just always sounds stoned. God bless him. The best. Also, his team's awesome, and so is he. The Dolphins head to San Francisco to take on the Niners. His old team, obviously, where he was the offensive coordinator under Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan. 20 minutes from now, we will break down the results of the World Cup. We will talk about what the bracket looks like now, give you our early thoughts on Argentina, Australia, and France and Poland. Eric Eager still to come. NFL playoff simulation still to come. And by the way, I have already done where I would slot all the games into the time slots and the days as well.
Oh, boy.
I've already done that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The biggest arguments we get into on the show is that. Power Hour, Final Hour, all our bets for tonight, including a new franchise element on the way in the NBA. But joining us right now to talk National Football League Week 13, to talk the Dolphins and the Niners, the Eagles and the Titans, and so much more across the board, is the great Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL insider, who joins us on the GetMyPhoenix.com guest line. The Phoenix, a revolutionary technology helping men all across America get back to their best in the bedroom. Visit GetMyPhoenix.com to learn more. You can also check out Baldy on the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle. I'll be on with them coming up tomorrow. We're taping a spot tomorrow morning. Can't wait for that on In the Huddle with Baldy, our guy JLC, Jason LaCanfora, and Carl Dukes as they cover the entire National Football League. Baldy, welcome back to the show. Hope you and your family had a wonderful Thanksgiving. It's Nick and Ken. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Nick. Ken, it's good to be with you. Everything's good in my household.
Happy to hear it, Baldy. And we had some great games coming up this weekend. Good game Thursday night, too. Why don't we start there? That's where we've been starting most of our interviews this week, because it's just been really rare to have like a great Thursday night football game to dig into with a lot of playoff ramifications, maybe some MVP ramifications with Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. So Buffalo seems like maybe they got a case of the flu or some kind of sickness rolling through the locker room. That's caused the betting market to like the Patriots a little bit more. The Bills on the road at New England, a 3.5-point favorite and a total of 43.5. What do you expect Thursday night with the Bills and Patriots, Baldy?
Well, last time I saw the Bills play, I saw Deion Dawkins on the sideline and Mitch Morris wasn't in the game. And the offensive line was just jumbled. And Ryan Bates was playing center and Quisenberry was playing left tackle. And it just, you know, I think it's just going to be a real challenge against Matt Judon and a really good defensive line. I know Josh Allen is the equalizer, but I don't know what the health of those some of those guys are. I know Dawkins is out. I don't know about Mitch Morse. But it does make a difference if they don't have their guys up front. They have been running the ball well. When their starting five is in there together, Spencer Brown at right tackle, et cetera. And I just don't know that you're going to see that. And if you don't see that, there's a big drop-off, I believe. Deion Dawkins has been an absolute treasure at left tackle since Josh Allen got there. And you lose your left tackle, you lose a lot. And I think it's going to affect this offense of Buffalo's.
Do you think the Patriots are going to win?
Yeah, I think the Patriots are going to win.
How? So the line is currently 3.5. The line's been moving towards New England all week. Baldy telling you he likes the Patriots to get the outright dub on Thursday night against the Buffalo Bills. That money line, for those interested right now, at the King of Sportsbooks, BetMGM, plus 155 on the New England Patriots. Baldy, let's move to Sunday and let's pay off the soundbite we played coming back from break with the Niners and the Dolphins here. San Francisco, a 4-point home favorite. We don't know if they'll have Christian McCaffrey. Doesn't practice on Wednesday. We'll see if he practices Thursday and Friday, but no Eli Mitchell for San Francisco on IR. Maybe we'll see some more Tyrion Davis Price, the rookie running back. Niners, a 4-point favorite, total sitting 46.5. Baldy, how do you see it playing out as Mike McDaniel returns to San Fran, Dolphins, and the Niners?
It's kind of a hard game to handicap, to be honest with you. I mean, Teron Armstead is out. I think he's their most valuable player on the entire Miami Dolphin team. And they don't have a suitable replacement. And in this game, the reason why that's important is that's where Nick Bosa will line up. And he will abuse. If they play the left tackle that they played when Teron Armstead got hurt last week, he'll abuse that person. I don't even want to name his name because it's just not a fair fight. And so Nick Bosa lives, and Mike McDaniel talked about it this year, he lives to sack the quarterback. He really doesn't care about a whole lot else. Like, that's his biggest love of life, sacking quarterbacks. And Tua, if he doesn't have Teron Armstead, is going to be under duress. And as good as Jalen Waddle are, along with Tyreek Hill, I mean, they truly are a great tandem. This whole thing can collapse very quickly without suitable just blocking up front. And although San Francisco might really be down at running back, I don't know what McCaffrey's situation is. I find it hard to believe he won't play, to be honest with you. This looks like a team that San Francisco should own. They just don't look complete next to what the 49ers are doing right now.
Yeah, and Baldy, to your credit, I think you even pointed out a few weeks ago, San Francisco could be one of those teams kind of primed to make a second-half run. We got a third of the season left. Looks like maybe that's happening right now based on some of their recent performances. While that game's going on, Baldy, in the 4 o'clock Eastern time window, another great game in Cincinnati. Obviously, a rematch of a regular season game last year, won by the Cincinnati Bengals, rematch of the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead, won again by the Cincinnati Bengals. So Cincinnati kind of had Kansas City's number last year in both meetings. The Chiefs, though, on the road, a 2.5-point road favorite with a total, a very high total, as you would imagine, with these two offenses of 52.5. We expect Jamar Chase will play in the game for Cincinnati as well. What do you expect here, kind of round three the last 2 years with the Chiefs and Bengals?
That's a good matchup. The Chiefs are a better team, but it doesn't mean they're going to win. I think they're better all the way around. They're healthier than they have been. They get a bunch of defensive players back. They're playing really well on that side of the ball. I just would never – and we might have the two very best quarterbacks in the league going at it. I mean, Joe Burrow is playing lights out good. Even without Jamar Chase and Joe Mixon the last couple weeks, they have been unbelievable in how they have played. But I think Kansas – I'm not a betting person in this thing. I know your fans are, but I would never bet against Patrick Mahomes. If we were playing a game of jacks right now, I wouldn't bet against Patrick Mahomes. He's just a difference maker in every situation. And right now, Isaiah Pacheco is running the ball really, really well. It probably doesn't make that big of a difference simply because Kansas City is a passing team first. So they run the ball when they want to or when they have to. But he's really good. He's a really good player. And they really block well for him. I like the Chiefs to win this weekend. I just find it hard to believe that Patrick Mahomes can get beat at all.
I bet the Bengals. I'd like to see it happen. But I've been wrong before, and I'll be wrong again. You bet here with Nick and Ken on a wonderful football Wednesday, chatting week 13 in the National Football League with the great Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, on Twitter at Baldy NFL. Baldy, I'm on record saying I think the Jets are going to beat the Vikings this weekend. I feel like the game might not even be close. I don't need Mike White to be Patrick Mahomes. I need him to be competent, a.k.a. not Zach Wilson. And I love the Jets to go into Minnesota and beat the Vikings this weekend. The Vikings are a 3-point home favorite. So Minnesota by 3, and the game pushes. What do you think we see on Sunday in Minnesota as the Vikings entertain the Iceman Mike White and the New York Jets?
Yeah, I saw the Jets last weekend. Mike White was awesome against a really demoralized Chicago Bear team. But he made quick, accurate decisions all day. You saw the same thing. The team looked completely different. And it's his job to lose at this point. I mean, he's the starting quarterback. So he does give them a great deal. I'm a little concerned about the Jets' offensive line. They have been a different group every week. And how they're going to run the ball against the Vikings. I'm not sure just how good they're going to be in that department. I like the Jets' defense a great deal, but this is a different passing game when you're talking about Justin Jefferson. And as good as Sauce and DJ Reed are, this is a different type of player that they have to defend. I like Minnesota to win this game, but I do think the Jets will play very, very well. Minnesota has had a long time to get ready for this. I like Minnesota at home to win this game, Nick. I see what you're saying, and it won't surprise me to see the Jets win. I just think the Vikings are further along in their development right now than the Jets are.
Baldy, how much of that do you think? Because we talked about the Jets game last week a lot on this show, and maybe it's not about the Vikings, but like how much of what Mike White did last week? Because like you look at the final numbers, I mean it was pouring rain outside. He was still kind of slinging the ball over the place. Every time we gave an update on his stats, he was like 13 for 15 and 16 for 19. So he had an incredible statistical game. How much of that do you think that Mike White is like the answer for the Jets, even if it means he's just average? And how much of it do you think it was they were playing against the Bears who didn't have a lot of their players? How much of one and how much of the other?
It's a little bit of both. Bears don't have much of a pass rush, so he was untouched. But he got rid of the ball very quickly. The Bears were, they were without a bunch of starters and on defense, all that stuff. But he made very quick decisions. He sees the field very well. He did the same thing to the Cincinnati Bengals last year, threw for 405 yards in his first start. The following week, he took the Jets right down the field at Indianapolis, but then he got hurt. He's a very good player. He's much better than Zach Wilson. He might be better than Zach Wilson will ever be. I don't want to write Zach Wilson off because it's too early, but he's a much better football player, period. And part of it is he's been humbled, but he was a great, great athlete coming out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He was a great player in college, two-sport athlete. I mean, he's 6'5", he's 225 pounds, he looks the part, he's got a good, quick delivery. And he gets his playmakers involved. He threw it to 10 different receivers last week. I mean, he's going to throw it to the open guy. That's just going to be his favorite player. And he sees it quickly. And that helps this offense a great deal.
Baldy, what's your expectation for Deshaun Watson game one this season? The Browns a touchdown favorite on the road in Houston.
The Browns played the best defense that they played all year last week against Tampa. Martin Emerson, the third, was awesome at corners. Best cornerback position play I've seen all year from anybody in 12 weeks. What he did to Mike Evans and Cameron Brate and Brashad Perriman was noteworthy. He was awesome. It's the best they have played. But I'll be honest with you. I never thought Jacoby Brissett could play as well as he's played. He's been tremendous. It's not the reason why the Browns have a bad record. I just don't believe that Deshaun Watson could go in there with very little practice and play as well as Jacoby Brissett has played. I'm not saying that he won't play well or he won't eventually play well. I just think it's going to be hard after as much time as he's missed that to go in there and play at a high level.
Baldy, why don't we close with the game that you'll be calling Titans in Philadelphia, taking on the Eagles. Eagles still with just one loss, maybe like some shaky performances. Obviously, the Colts game maybe didn't go exactly as Eagles fans would have hoped, but they got a win in that game. Got a win last week, obviously, as well. So Eagles, a 5.5-point home favorite against the Titans. The total in the game is 44.5. What are your expectations for the game you'll be calling in Philly on Sunday?
Well, Derrick Henry's coming off of just a miserable day against the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Bengals were really good at what they did and holding him to 38 yards and all that. I don't think the Eagles can do that. I just don't think they play that style of football the way Cincinnati did. Maybe Jordan Davis, if he gets back in there, can help. But that's okay because I think the Eagles' offense is as good as anybody's in this business, and Jalen Hurts is a certifiable MVP candidate of this whole league. Probably can't beat Patrick Mahomes at this point, But he can challenge them the way that he's playing. He makes great decisions. He's a phenomenal athlete, and he is as good a leader as there is in the game. So I believe in the Eagles' offense a great deal. Even though Tennessee's defense is really good and they're geared to stop the Eagles, I just think the Eagles are a better overall team right now, and they'll take care of business and probably cover that 5.5.
Baldy, awesome stuff. We love having you on the show. We sincerely appreciate it. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow morning as I'll be on in the huddle with you, JLC, and Carl Dukes. Hope you have a safe trip over to the link for the call of the Eagles and the Titans. Stay well, and we will talk to you next week here on You Better You Bet. What song
do you even
that?
Have a guess?
Starships? Starships
yeah.
By Nicki Minaj. What was that?
A hold music or something? I don't know. Oh, it's still, Jake says it's still going. Imagine if every time I called somebody, it's like I call my mom. Like, oh, I love you. I'm like, I love you too, man. Bye. Starships.
I was going to say, so Baldy, how do you, are you going to take the train? You going to drive? You going to get on an airplane to get to Lincoln Financial Field? Right. Or Starships, we're meant to fly. Can we like check
whoa,
on Baldy?
Whoa.
Is he okay? Odyssey Sports, and maybe I won't talk to him tomorrow. I hope I can do. Odyssey Sports, and it was morbid. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger on the GetMyPhoenix.com guest line. The Phoenix, a revolutionary technology helping men all across America get back to their best in the bedroom. Visit GetMyPhoenix.com to learn more. Get on the floor. I love to dance. If you want more, it's your last chance. Up next, we'll talk soccer here on You Better You Bet. with today's results in tow. I'm speechless.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.